I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Share prices have been taking a beating, but they gained some ground today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 889 points to close at 9,065. London and Paris closed up a little. Frankfurt's main index ended the day 11% higher. And the Asian markets closed with big gains, but casualties from the crisis continued to pile up today. And it appears that Pakistan's economic head may be next on the chopping block. That's a worrisome scenario. Pakistani journalist Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy is in Toronto. She says Pakistan's finances are in very bad shape.
Pakistan needs immediately $3 to $4 billion to avert a default on its international payments. Internally, the fuel prices in Pakistan are rising, food costs are rising. Everything is showing towards signs that Pakistan is going to default as a nation for any of its payments overseas.
So the news today is that Pakistan is facing a balance of payments crisis, meaning it really can't pay its bills. And Germany's foreign minister saying today that Pakistan is in trouble if it can't secure a loan from the International Monetary Fund within the next 6 days. Why is Pakistan facing this crisis right now?
Well, first of all, Pakistan was scheduled to get a $300 million loan from the World Bank that was authorized last week. The World Bank has now decided not to issue that loan. Of course, the global recession has taken a toll on Pakistan, but more so, the policies of the previous government are beginning to gain fruit now. And a lot of money that Pakistan was given by the United States and by other countries in the last few years has not been used in the manner that it should have been. A lot of that money was used towards defense, you know, to fight the war on terror. Economic policies were not followed through. Pakistan has had a fuel crisis. It has a food crisis. And then, of course, on the macro level, there are problems because the government is unable to pay any of its loans because of the policies of the previous governments.
Well, Pakistan is facing an internal crisis as well. I mean, there are insurgents working in the tribal areas. There have been attacks within Pakistan. If this situation spirals out of control, if there is a continued economic downward spiral, what could happen to the country?
Well, I don't think the world would like to imagine what could happen to that country. You don't want a country with 160 million people armed with nuclear weapons in any way to default. Pakistan needs a lot of money to fight the war on terror right now, especially since Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are gaining ground and strength in Pakistan. And so I think it would be in the world's interest to help Pakistan not default on its loans. Having said that, I think it would be fair to say that there need to be stipulations on how the money is spent in Pakistan. And the IMF has come forward and said that, yes, we will approve some sort of loan to Pakistan, but they will have to follow these rules. And I think that given there's a new government in power in Pakistan, the government of Asif Ali Zardari, you know, these rules should be in place because Pakistan has in the past taken a lot of money and not spent it wisely.
Is that new government willing to work with rules placed on the money that it gets?
I think Pakistan is in no position to say no to anything because it knows internally it's facing an insurgency more than it has ever in the past, and it needs money to fight that insurgency. It knows there's an economic crisis that is looming, and it also knows that global recession means that many countries that have helped Pakistan in the past will be unable to do so now.
So the Bush administration has been giving money to Pakistan for many, many years now to help bolster the economy, to help wipe out radical extremists in the country. And it said the Bush administration has said that it needs to give more money to help Pakistan. Why isn't the U.S. more forthcoming now with aid?
I think that there are a number of reasons. One, given the crisis in the United States itself. And I think the other one being that there is this general feeling that the U.S. has done a lot for Pakistan in the last few years. And what has Pakistan got to show for it? And has that money been mismanaged? Having said that, I think the Bush administration, more so than any other administration around the world, knows the importance of ensuring Pakistan's stability. The war in Afghanistan depends on it. But I think that the upcoming November elections in the United States, I think the fact that there is a recession in the U.S., I think that is distracting the administration from Pakistan itself.
Pakistani journalist Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy speaking with us from Toronto. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can see a video by Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy about Pakistan's female political leaders on our website. And you can listen to the views of a Pakistani-American voter who'll take her opinions about U.S. policy toward Pakistan into the voting booth next week. That's all at theworld.org/election.